We're joined now on today's Lely Radio Sports page by Knoxville Volleyball senior Brittany Bacorn following a 3-0 sweep to Davis County on Tuesday. Brittany, congratulations, 2-0 in the conference. And I'm sure this one felt a little extra good knowing last 2 years it's not been a good feeling coming out of Davis County games.
Yeah, I mean, we knew that we needed to set ourselves up for a conference championship game, I guess, on next Tuesday. So, we just need to take care of business, and we're excited about where we're at right now.
And the last couple of matches, with the exception of one time when Coach called a timeout, and I think the second set, she's kind of been letting you girls kind of figure your way out of that. How key is that to know that she has that trust in you now?
Yeah, I know she tells us, like, we're one of the best teams she's coached, so I think she wants us to be able to work out of those tough situations because it'll only make us stronger in the long run, so.
You have some teammates that not only can hit, but they can set you up as well. How good is that to know that, you know, you got Hannah Duncan there, Anna, you know, a lot of those other girls that you can just set it to and you know they're going to get the kill for you?
Yeah, it's awesome. We have a lot of different weapons on the team, so it's great to be able to mix it up. And everyone's doing a great job this year, so it's so much fun.
Talk about the younger girls, too. They look almost like they've been here a couple years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We don't even act like they're freshmen. Like, we have Abby and Addie that are getting time in Siena on varsity, and honestly, they don't seem like freshmen at all.
How good is that to know that, you know, you really don't have to tell them a lot? I mean, maybe a few things, but they just kind of know. They have that sixth sense.
Yeah, I mean, Abby's been around us for years, and so has Addie because, I mean, she's had sisters in the program. So, and Sienna, honestly, has been here too. So it's awesome just knowing that they know what they're doing out there and we don't have to constantly remind them and stuff. So, yeah.
Talking to Brittany Bacorn on the KIA Kiverless. Let's go back to Saturday. Pretty cool milestone you got. All-time kills leader at Knoxville. You're leading a bunch of talented past Panthers. What's that like?
It's awesome. It's crazy. I mean, it's been a goal of mine since freshman year, but I couldn't have done it without my teammates. So, honestly, thanks to all of them.
You know, in two of the three in that top three list, you and your mom, that's kind of cool, too. And, you know, the past Katie Kaichus, but yet to have your mom there witnessing that and for her to still be in the top three.
Yeah, I mean, my mom was really good, but she tells me I'm better than her, so I'll take it.
Let's talk about, you know, we talked to you earlier, and let's get to know your, you know, year from now, you're going to be wearing blue, gold, red. I don't know what colors, other colors Tulsa's are. You're going to be a Golden Hurricane playing on a Division I level. Now, you've committed. You haven't signed yet, but what's that like to know that all that is now done and you're playing on the top level in college?
Yeah, honestly, it's a relief. The recruiting process is long and it takes a while and you got to be patient and it gets stressful, but honestly I'm thankful that I waited as long as I did and I found my right fit. So
what brought Tulsa to the top?
I love the coaches. I kind of fell in love with them as soon as I got there, and then the campus is amazing and they have great academics, so I knew it was the perfect fit for me as soon as I got on the campus.
Now, are they going to kind of use you more as a setter than a hitter there?
Yeah, I think I'm recruited as a setter. Obviously, I can play wherever they need me to. But, yeah, we'll see when I get there.
Let's go back now to the here and now. You're 2-0 in a conference. You said huge game coming up next week against Eddyville. They're probably a lot of everybody's favorites, but you're going to go over there and say, hey, you know, we're one of the favorites too, I imagine.
Yeah, we're excited. I think the past couple of years, it's been between like us, Davis County has been in it, and Eddyville. So we're super happy to be where we're at right now. And honestly, we just hope a lot of people show up on Tuesday to support us.
Moving forward, you know, you kind of just blurted out state championship in you know, your bucket list and our let's get to know. Got to get there first. How do you go about doing that is, you know, with the team you have right now and knowing that you almost have to get top eight in the state to, get your path there?
Yeah, we're still figuring out some things. Like tonight we were in a completely new lineup, and honestly we just got to do what's best for the team and to get us to that point, and we're gonna do it, so.
What, you know, knowing it's your senior year, are you kind of savoring a little bit more, taking it in a little bit more? And I know you got other sports you're going to be doing, but this is your sport that you've kind of worked hard at all your life.
Yeah, it makes me sad that I'm a senior. I don't even know how I'm a senior, but definitely, it's definitely sad. But we got a whole lot of time left, so.
Yeah, it's a whole lot of time, and we hope it passes by slowly rather than quickly.
Yeah.
But it'll feel quick. Brittany, congratulations on your record, and you're not too far from 1,000 either. First Panther ever do that. You know, among, like I said, your mom and everybody else, and they never got to 1,000. What's that going to be like?
I mean, I guess we'll see when we get there. I'm excited for it, but, you know, I'm not keeping track of it as much as people think. But
team player. Brittany, again, congratulations. Best luck moving forward.
Thank you.